Hi. In this talk, I will present this evaluation. This was an effort we made in Spain 2 years ago. This is the outline of the presentation. I'll talk about the context and motivation. Then I will describe the test conditions, which are much like in the NIST evaluation, evaluations. We took NIST evaluations as an example and standard, in fact. So we copied maybe 90% of the conditions. Then I will describe briefly, as brief as possible, the results and then give some conclusions. Well, this evaluation was supported by the Spanish Thematic Network on Speech Technology in Spain. It was a part of the fifth biennial workshop on speech technology, which was held in Bilbao in November 2008. And in that workshop, there were two other evaluations on speech translation and on speech synthesis, apart from the language recognition evaluation I'm talking about. There was another motivation, which was that our group was interested in developing language recognition technology for spoken document retrieval applications. Well, the motivation or the points we had in mind when designing the evaluation were to promote collaboration between research groups in Spain, also Portugal. Secondly, to provide a speech database specifically designed to perform language recognition in the language in Spain. There are four languages in Spain. Not everybody knows that, but there are four official languages spoken in Spain. Then another motivation was to measure the accuracy that state-of-the-art systems could attain for this particular application, because these languages have evolved jointly in Spain, so maybe this task could be more challenging than we could expect. And finally, to measure, this was an artificial motivation, maybe for some of you, to measure the performance of systems developed on a limited amount of data. Well, the language detection task was defined the same way as for NIST. I don't describe this. It's the same, all being described very well. This task and test conditions involve what is described here in this slide. Regarding system development, which is a special one, we differentiate between systems developed in free conditions using any available materials and systems developed using only the data we provided. Okay, that was very special for this evaluation. We were interested in putting all the teams at the same point to develop their systems and then to evaluate what they could do starting from that. Okay. Well, regarding the set of trials, we defined as for NIST the closed set test evaluation, open set test evaluation. We also defined three kinds of segments of 30-second, 10-second, and 3-second segments. And we defined, we used the same performance measures also defined by NIST. You have seen these measures in the previous presentation. Average cost, we also used the CLLR, and finally the test course to give a qualitative evaluation of systems. We defined the same priors and cost of the last two NIST evaluations. Well, the database we recorded, it was found at home. Okay, I recorded the database from TV in my home. Just connecting a digital recorder to the decoder, to the cable TV recorder, and is described in a paper at LREC 2010. So it involved four targeted languages: Spanish, Catalan, Basque, and Galician, and also other languages, just to allow open set tests. The languages were French, Portuguese, German, and English. In fact, Portuguese is not so close to Spanish as you can think. So for Portuguese people find many differences, and Spanish too, between these two languages. Well, audio files were WAV files at 16 kilohertz as frequencies, sampling frequency. They were single channel, 15 bits per sample, uncompressed PCM. This is another difference with regard to NIST evaluations. Speech signals were all extracted from TV shows, including planned speech, spontaneous speech, all kind of environment conditions. For instance, there could be three speakers speaking in a 30-second segment, so there could be many speakers speaking in the same test segment. Well, we defined the joint subsets of TV shows to train development and evaluation. This was made to guarantee that different, more or less, that different speakers were in each subset. Finally, all the database is very small for the NIST standards. It's just 50 hours long. It's distributed in a 3 DVD pack. And we are just now talking with LDC to distribute it through LDC. And the training data set includes lasts 36 hours, 9 hours per target language. We don't provide any data to train or something like that for other set languages, so just 9 hours per target language, just that's all. And other set languages appear in the development data set and in the evaluation data set, which are more or less we have more or less the same structure, but I'll talk about them later. Well, when designing the database, we only choose high SNR speech, discarding segments with high level noise, speech overlaps. All of them were filtered out. Regarding segments for training, they had no length restrictions. Maybe 5 minutes. You could train with a 5 minute segment, for instance. So, but for segments for development evaluation, should have length restrictions. We define an automatic way of extracting them by ensuring that they were enclosed by silence, more or less. And in fact, the subset of 3 second segments is extracted from the subset of 10 second segments. And the same way, the 10-second segment subset is extracted from the 30-second segment subset. It's quite difficult, but what we tried is to ensure that differences in performance were due only to the length, not to being testing against different materials. There were some tolerance in length. We used, in fact, segments between 3 and 5 seconds, 10 and 12 seconds, and 30 and 33 seconds. That were the tolerance intervals. And finally, the development data set, and the same for evaluation, had 1,800 segments, assuming adding for the 3 durations, so there were 600 segments per duration, and for each duration there were 120 segments per target language and another 120 segments of other set languages. I have to say that this means that there were exactly 0.2 per 20% of segments were out of from out-of-set languages. in both the development and in the evaluation dataset, which match exactly was what was defined in the priors, I think. Well, regarding database design, the proportions of unknown languages were made it's very difficult for me to pronounce this, different for development and evaluation to avoid turning systems to reject specific languages. So here you have the table of the distribution of segments for development and evaluation. You can see that there were 70 segments for French, 10 for Portuguese, and 40 for English, and none from German in the development set. And in the evaluation set, the roles were changed between French and Portuguese and English and German. So it was made this way. Okay. Evaluation rules, in brief, there was an evaluation plan very similar to that of NIST. There were four test conditions, open set free, open set restricted, closed set free, closed set restricted, and three durations, so there were 12 tracks, in fact. For each test condition, each team could present just one single primary system and any number of contrastive or alternative systems they wanted to present. Results should be submitted by teams in this evaluations format, a test file with one line per trial and six fields per line, etc. Participants were committed to specify whether or not the scores may be interpreted as log likelihood ratios or not, and also to send descriptions and to participate in the Albaicin 2008 Language Recognition Evaluation Workshop. Okay. Systems were ranked in each track according to the average cost, defined the way the NIST defines it. And there was planned an award for the best system, the system yielding the least average cost in the CR30 condition, closed set, restricted on the subset of 30-second segments. Well, this was the schedule of the evaluation. In a few words, there were 3 months for developing your system, and there were 3 weeks to process the evaluation data. I have to say that the database was produced in 3 months, from April to June 2008. We also recorded some more data in September 2008 to complete the evaluation data set. Okay. Well, details. You can find details in the paper. Well, I begin to describe results. There were four participating teams presenting 13 systems. Teams were from Spain and Portugal. And there were two teams presenting state-of-the-art systems, more or less, the first ones, T1 and T2. And the other two presented systems not specifically designed for language recognition applications. So the results were, this is the table of the average cost for 30-second segments. You can see that their performances were very bad. So in the following, I will only talk about results of these two teams. Okay. Well, analyzing results, first condition I talk about is the mandatory one for which all the teams have to send a system. You can see here the curves, the dead curves, and this. Slide one. This one is for a contrastive system from team one, which in fact got the best result, the best average cost, but the best primary system was also from T1. Here you have the numbers. Okay. This was in restricted conditions. These systems, you can see a big difference with team 2 and team 1, because they could only develop their systems using the data provided in this evaluation, not using any other systems developed on other data and other data. Okay. So when changing to the free condition, the systems got much better performance, around 5% equal error rate. But in fact, we were surprised by this result because we expected much better results, around 1% or less. We made some experiments afterwards, after the evaluation with our own system, a system that got under 3% equal error rate in the general language recognition task defined in this 2007 evaluation, and we got 45% equal error rate. So, in fact, it seems that this task, the task defined for RBIC in this evaluation, is more difficult than expected. Okay. There are some possible issues, not the same task, not the same data, results comparable between the NIST evaluation and this evaluation, maybe not. The statistical significance, there are not many trials, only 600 per duration. Okay. And there are also some possible explanations, maybe the acoustic variability, speakers, channel, background, noise. There were different conditions. And also the phonetic and lexical, we bet for this. The phonetic and lexical similarity among target languages, which all of them evolved in the same country along many years, many centuries, evolving jointly. So maybe this is the main reason. In any case, as I have said, the task seems challenging enough for us to allow further research in language recognition technology. Well, we have been talking about the closed set condition. Now I'm talking about the open set condition. The best performance in this case was worse, as expected, because there are unknown languages in the trials. And the best system got around 9% equal error rate in this case, which is almost two times the equal error rate in the closed set condition. Free condition. Our conclusion is that some unknown languages are being confused with target languages, maybe Portuguese and French. We don't know. Well, here you have these results disaggregated for languages, for target languages, for the best system. So here you can see for the closed set condition and for the open set condition. And the green curve is for Basque, which got the best performance, and the red curve is for Catalan, which got the worst performance in open set condition. And you can see that the change in the performance for Basque is very small. Also for Spanish, which is Spanish is the blue. And the purple is Galician, which also worsened its performance, but not as much as for Catalan. So we have analyzed this in more detail with this table. I have to say that there is an error in the paper. These numbers are, in fact, error rates, p-miss and p-false alarm, p-miss in the diagonal and p false alarm outside the diagonal. We mistake them as coast. So just this, the interpretation is the same, but the numbers are not what the paper says they are. Okay. There is a gray level code here. The white meaning zero error and black meaning one, the maximum error, possible error. So this is for the closed set condition, and when changing to the open set, you can see here, very usually that for Catalan, non languages and Catalan, you find that many trials corresponding to non languages were confused with Catalan. That's the origin of that change in the curve for the open set condition. Okay, this result, I'm not going to comment this because it's the same for as for NIST. The performance worsens as the available length is less of the available length of the segment. And this is more interesting for me, is because you can see what happens when you restrict the development conditions. You have here two different teams. The blue one is team one, the red one is team two, and for the free condition, both of them got more or less the same performance, these two curves. But for the restricted condition, when restricting the materials they could use to develop their systems, the team one keep the performance quite close to the other condition, whereas the other one, the performance was much worse. The difference is 40% worse average cost to 400% worse average cost, the difference. Okay, so I think this is important because you can, for me, this system is much more robust than the other one, because it does not depend on so much on the materials provided to train it. Okay. Well, conclusions. I have presented a language recognition evaluation involving the official language in Spain, Basque, Catalan, Galician, and Spanish, using materials recorded from TV broadcast. Okay. The best system applying state-of-the-art technology got around 5% equal rate in the closed set free development condition, which was the best for them. We think that the defined tasks in this evaluation might support further developments in language recognition technology. And we found that the sensitivity to development restrictions depended on the system. We found two different systems that the increasing cost was different for them. I think this condition, I don't know if you are interested in restricting the materials, but I think it could be interesting for NIST evaluations. Maybe. I don't know if you are interested, but... finally, we found not the same performance among Italian languages. The best performance was found for Basque, and the worst performance was found for Catalan. Speculating about this, we can say that Basque is a special language, not Romance language. Its origins are different from all other languages in Spain, and Catalan is a Romance language, which may be easily confused by other people or by the systems with Portuguese or maybe French or maybe Spanish or Galician. Well, and finally, I have to say our current work is organizing the next evaluation. We are just now organizing this evaluation, the Albaicin 2010 language recognition evaluation. We have recorded we have extended the Calaca database, which was the one used before, to define Calaca 2. We have added Portuguese and English as target languages. Maybe you are interested in these languages. We have renewed the set of non-languages, and we have included a new test condition for noisy speech. This is the schedule. You can register until July 15th. In September, you have more or less 3 months, if you register now, until September 27th to develop your systems and 2 weeks to process evaluation data. Then the key file and results will be released on October 13th, and the workshop, the language recognition evaluation workshop, will be held in November in Vigo, Spain, and in the context of FALA 2010, which is a workshop in Spain. Okay. You can register in this web, and if you register, please participate. That's all. Thanks.
Questions?
You mentioned right at the beginning when you collected the database that you made sure there are no repeat speakers between...
No, I'm not sure. I tried to distribute programs in different sets. For instance, one program, one TV show was only for evaluation. Another TV show was only for development. And for instance, there's a TV show called Calaca in Basque. This TV show was allocated only for training, but not for development. I'm not sure if there are or not the same speakers.
Okay.
But we tried to manage this.
Okay. Yes, I understand. I'm just speculating that the speakers are also quite important in your development set. So if there's a large amount of repeated speaker in your development set, then you can learn to recognize the speaker rather than the language.
No, so. Because we try to put also many speakers in that. It's not programs like broadcast news where there is only one or two speakers speaking all the time or more, much of the time. We try to select various TV shows, different TV shows, essentially debates and talk shows where many people speak. There are also interviews, and so maybe it's true what you are telling, what you are suggesting, but I don't think so, really. I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
I have a question with regard to the data format. So you recorded wideband speech, and you also found that it was a lot harder task than what you would expect from experience in NIST evaluations. Now, you would say you would have more information with wideband speech,
mm-hmm.
but there might be an effect. Apart from all the linguistic effects, of course,
effect.
There might be an effect that most people have been developing for a telephone band speech. What is your opinion there? Do you have any feeling for that?
I'm not happy with that, obviously, because we are developing technology for TV signals recorded in wideband conditions. So I understand the reasons to organize the NIST evaluations because. Who is the sponsor or what the sponsor wants to by financing the evaluations. But from the point of view of the research community, I think we should try to organize another kind of evaluations, more devoted to technological developments and less to the application. It's my opinion, but we have to decide, we have to maybe to find sponsors, and I don't know if that's possible or not. Okay.
I'm not starving. I just have to cut this session because, well, surely the discussion will go ahead. So thank you.
Ah, okay.
So we need to go.